Zachas Kalim Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph Shir Kli Cheret Li Tar. What are the shir to be metare Kli Cheret? An earthenware Kli that has become tame. The only way to be metare is to break it or for a hole to develop in it. And the Kli Cheret that is immersed in the mikvah would not become tar. So what is the size of the hole that has to develop in a Kli Cheret to be metare the Kli? Ha'asui lo eichlin shiuro bezesim. If the Kli is used to hold eichlin food, then the size of the hole that would be metare the Kli is the size of a zayat. If a zayat would fall through that hole, it's no longer considered a kli, and therefore, even if it had already become tameh before it develops the hole, once it develops the hole the size of a zayat, it's no longer tameh, and certainly it would not be makava tumah mikan alava. If it did not become tameh before it develops the hole, it no longer could become tameh after it develops the hole. And even if the eichlin that was used in this kli were bigger than zayat, for example, figs were put in the kli that are bigger than zayat, even so, once it has a hole the size of his eyes, it's no longer considered a kli, and it's not mekabel tuma, unless after it develops a hole the size of his eyes, the person is miyache the kli, he sets aside the kli specifically to be used for remaining pomegranates, which is larger than this. And in such a case, if he sets aside the kli to be used for pomegranates, then it would have to develop a hole the size of a pomegranate in order to no longer be mekabel tuma. Asu l'mashkin, shiro b'mashkin, a kli chayit that is used to hold liquid. The hole that would have to develop in this kli to be retired, the kli, is a hole the size that would allow mashkin to enter the kli. That's called a nekev bekinis mashkin, a nekev that allows mashkin to enter the kli. If the kli would be put inside liquid, that the hole is big enough to allow liquid to seep into the kli, that hole would be mitahir the kli. A kli chayit that is used for both ochen and mashkin, for example, the kli chayit is used to cook foods in it, so therefore liquid is put in plus foods. In such a case, the size of the hole that would have to develop in the kli to be entire the kli is a hole the size of a zayit. This is a chumrah. As once it develops a hole the size of a koines mashke, that liquids can enter the kli, so it's no longer right to be used for cooking, since liquids cannot be held in this kli. Even so, the Chachamim or Machmer said that until it develops a hole the size of a zayit, it's still considered a kli and is makabel tum. Mesachas Kalim Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis Chavish Yura BeGregorais Divrei Rabbi Shimon. A barrel the size of a hall that has to develop in that barrel in order for it to no longer be makabel tuma is the size of a Gregorais dried fig, according to Rabbi Shimon. And this barrel is used to store dried figs. So once it has a hall the size of a Gregorais, it's no longer considered a kli. And if it was tameh, it is now tar. Rabbi Huda Omer Be'agozim. Rabbi Huda says it doesn't have to develop a hall the size of a Gregorais. As soon as it develops a hole the size of an egos, which is smaller than a Gregorais, it's no longer tummy. As even though the chavit is used to store fig, but since sometimes egosim are put in there, Rabbi Huda's make on, he says that as soon as it develops a hole the size of an egos, it's no longer tummy. Rabbi Meir Aymer Bezefer. Rabbi Meir says that even when it forms a hole the size of a zayas, it's no longer tummy. The zayas is smaller than an egos. And the Tana, the previous Mishnah, who said Kli Cheret Shi'uram Bezesim, is Rabbi Meir. It may hold that a Kli Cheret that is used to hold Eichlin, even though the Eichlin that is stored in that Kli is bigger than his eyes, as soon as the Kli develops a hole the size of his eyes, it's no longer Makabel Tumah. So therefore, in this case, even though the Kli is used to store Gregorais, which is bigger than his eyes, as soon as the hole the size of his eyes develops in the Kli, it's no longer Tumah. Halefet Bahakdera Shi'uram Bezesim. A lefet and a gedera are pots that are made out of cheres. And the size of a hole that develops in the pot that would be matar the pot would be the size of a zayit. Even though these pots, since they're used for cooking, hold liquids also, where machmer, we say that it has to develop a hole the size of a zayit in order for it to be makabel tuma, as even though as soon as it develops a hole the size of koines mashke, it no longer could hold liquids, it's still tame until it develops a hole the size of a zayit, like we saw in the previous mission. Hapach b'hatefi shi'uran b'shemen. A pach and a tefi are two different types of kelim that are used to hold oil. The difference is that a tefi has a small opening while a pach has a larger opening. And the size of a hole that is developed in these two kelim that would be matai the kelim is the size of a hole that would allow shemen to seep through that hole. The kleinish shemen, meaning to say that if you put the kli on shemen, and shemen would enter through that hole, that hall is big enough to be mitahir the kli. Bahat tsartzer, shi'uro b'mayim. A tsartzer, the kli that is used for drinking with a screen on top in order that nothing should fall into the water. This tsartzer is made out of cheres. And as soon as it developed a hole the size of Kones Mashke to allow water to enter through that hole, it no longer is fit to be used to hold water, and therefore it's no longer a kli and is not mekabeltum. Rabbi Shimon Aymer Shlostam Bizzerainim. Rabbi Shimon said that these three above mentioned kelim, the sarzer, the pach, and the tefi, have to develop a hole the size of Zeroinim, the size that would allow feet to escape from that hole in order for it to no longer be makabel tuma. As Rabbi Shimon is machmer, he holds that since these kelim are sometimes used to store seeds, it would not be tar until it develops a hole the size to allow seeds to escape from that hole. And just like in the beginning of this Mishnah by Achavis, Rabbi Shimon was machmer, and he said that it has to develop a hole the size of a gregret in order for it to be tar, since gregrets are stored, and that's chavis. So too over here in these kelim, since sometimes seeds are stored in these kelim, it will have to develop a hole the size to allow a seed to escape in order for it to be tar. Ner shiuro b'shemen, a ner that is made out of cheres. As soon as it has a hole the size that allows shemen to seep through that hole, it's no longer fit to be used as a ner, and therefore it's no longer tamer. Rabbi Eliezer, I remember pruta ktana. Rabbi Eliezer is mashma. He said that it has to develop a hole the size of a pruta ktana, a small coin. As a ner sometimes is used to store coins, and therefore, until it develops a hole the size to allow a small coin to escape from that hole, it would still be tamer. Ner shenito piv tar. A ner in which the opening has broken off is tar, is no longer tamer. Since the opening is broken off and no longer a wick and shemen can be put into it, it no longer is fit to be used as a ner, and therefore it's no longer a kli and is not makabel tumah. Who shall adama shahusa piv bitsila tar. A ner that is made out of earth, but that earth was not baked in a furnace. As a ner that is made out of cheres, the way it is made, that is first formed and then baked in a furnace. Now if it was formed but it was not baked in a furnace, it's not considered a kli. And even though you used it anyway, and from the repeated usages, the opening in which the wick is put in had become baked from the flame that was constantly lit in that opening, it's still not considered a kli, and therefore it's not makabel tumah, it is tar.